You are listening to KLRN Radio, where liberty and reason still reign.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Spring will be here soon, so if buying a new home is on your to-do list, right now is the time to call Quicken Loans. Learn about which mortgage options make sense for you and get a jump on your competition. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Thoughts of suicide may feel impossible to overcome, but with help and support, you can find hope and meaning. Call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-TALK to speak to a counselor, or visit suicidepreventionlifeline.org. It's free, it's confidential, it's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And even if it feels like it, you're not alone.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5,000 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 5,000. Enjoy.
I'm Little Teapot, short and stout.
Here is my handle, and here is my spout.
No, Dad, like this. When I get all steamed up, then I shout, tip me over and
tip pour me out.
This is WWE superstar Roman Reigns. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
KLRN Radio has advertising rates available. We have rates to fit almost any budget. Contact us at advertising@klrnradio.com.
We expect a lot from our homes. They're more than a place to hang your hat. They're where you try your hand at gardening and new recipes, rest and recharge, work and play. And that's why at Home Advisor, we're committed to keeping your home up and running. Whether you need to repair an overloaded appliance or you're looking to create a backyard retreat worthy of a summer staycation, use the Home Advisor app, day or night, and we'll find a local pro to get the job done right. Whatever you need, we'll do everything to fix your everything. Download the Home Advisor app today to get started.
This is Derek's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
After the third time jump-starting my car, I finally realized my battery was dying, so I stopped by O'Reilly to have it checked. They tested it right there in the parking lot. It was bad, real bad. But they helped me find the right battery for my car and even installed it for free. Now my car starts like new.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Here in California, the sky is brown, the sun is bright red, and ash continues to fall from hundreds of wildfires. 300,000 acres are scorched so far as hundreds of wildfires burn across California. A helicopter pilot was killed while on a water-dropping mission in Fresno County. In Vacaville, just north of San Francisco, fast-moving flames are threatening tens of thousands in Northern California after a powerful lightning storm ignited hundreds of fires. Some ran for their lives through the fire, including Rhonda Petrillo.
And there's fire behind me, fire on the side, fire in front, and I'm like, that's the only way out.
Much of her farm was burned to the ground, along with countless homes. California Governor Gavin Newsom has declared a state of emergency for all of California.
We've now requested 375 engines to come from other states.
This is USA Radio News. President Trump wants to deny China some of the proceeds from the sale of TikTok. So says White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow on CNBC.
It's not something that's been done in the past, but that doesn't mean it can't be done now. I'll leave it to Secretary Mnuchin, who will be running the books on that deal. So we'll see.
After he spoke, the anchors on CNBC appeared stunned by Kudlow's answer. They said, it sounds like something a country like Venezuela would do. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp is defending his state's COVID-19 response after a White House task force report showed Georgia has the highest number of cases per capita in the country, double the national average.
We're looking at the contact tracing data to understand where the spread's coming from. And we've also said when we open schools, when we open back up, we're going to have things that happen.
You're listening to USA Radio News. The prostitution case against New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft could unravel after a court ruling regarding some of the evidence in the case. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The 4th District Court of Appeals in West Palm Beach says police violated Kraft's rights and the rights of several other suspects who were secretly videotaped at a day spa in early 2019. The decision bars the use at trial of the video purportedly showing Kraft and other men paying for and engaging in prostitution at the now-closed Jupiter business. The court ruled Kraft's rights were violated under the 4th Amendment to the Constitution, which protects against unreasonable search and seizure. Prosecutors had appealed a similar ruling from a lower court judge. It's unknown whether the case will be heading to the Florida Supreme Court. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
President Trump says the UN should reimpose sanctions against Iran, claiming the country is not complying with the 2015 nuclear deal.
It's a snapback, not uncommon. 2 years ago, I withdrew the United States from the disastrous Iran nuclear deal, which was a product of the Obama-Biden foreign policy failure. This deal funneled tens of billions of dollars to Iran, $150 billion to be exact, plus $1.8 billion in cash.
The president also saying Iran will never have a nuclear weapon as long as he is president.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Ready to become a leader? Enroll in Army ROTC. You could get a full tuition scholarship, and you'll graduate a leader and an officer in the U.S. Army. Army officers inspire strength in others. To find out how to become a leader, contact the OU Army ROTC program at 405-325-0306 today to start your journey. Paid for by the United States Army.
Todos son bienvenidos en la venta de amigos y familiares de JCPenney. Ahorra hasta 50% por toda la tienda en artículos para él, ella, jovencitas, el hogar y mucho más. Encuentra de todo para todos y ahorra aún más con tu cupón de 30% extra en la tienda o en jcp.com. Recuerda, tenemos entrega a tu auto sin contacto. Vende jueves a domingo y comparte nuestra alegría. JCPenney. Oferta válida del 20 al 23 de agosto. Aplican condiciones y exclusiones. Detalles en la tienda o jcp.com.
Today, this breakfast isn't just breakfast. It might be the first McDonald's breakfast you're having at McDonald's again. This lunch might be a weekly tradition you hadn't had in weeks. And this dinner might be the first one you bought for not just you in a while. Whatever this order is for you, McDonald's will be here to take it.
Get more of the chicken you love with a delicious McChicken sandwich for $1. And for an extra buck, add a refreshing Dr. Pepper. Dining rooms are starting to reopen in certain communities at participating McDonald's. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
If you prefer real mornings, shouldn't you have a real breakfast? At McDonald's, we get real about breakfast. That's why you can have a savory sausage biscuit with delicious hash browns for only $1.50. It's time to wake up breakfast. Single item at regular price. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
The following program contains coarse language and adult themes. Listener discretion is advised.
Take a breath, I'm not gonna lose. This is what I came here to do.
Keep on doing what you do, Rick. You're my favorite host. Favorite host.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum.
It's time to hear the truth about America's biggest challenges. You're listening to America Off the Rails with your host, Rick Robinson.
Welcome to the program. I am Rick Robinson. We are live right here on KLR and Radio America's Podcast Network, and it is Chat Lives Matter Night, otherwise known as Chat Lives Matter Day, otherwise known as Wednesday, right here on KLR and Radio. We are the last hour for the night. We do have a lot to talk about. We're going to get probably started here in a second. Actually, what I've decided I'm going to start doing probably because they've gotten so much longer, I think I want to start opening the show with the Buffoon of the Week and then recap with everything else. Because it seems like every time I pull them up, it's longer than the one that we were running, that he ran the weekend before, or the week before. So we're going to go ahead and get that started here in just a moment, and we're going to get it queued up right now. Except it would help if I was actually searching in the right place. But it's loading now. All right. So we're going to go ahead and get that out of the way now. This one isn't quite as long as last week's, but it's still pretty long. So this is this week's Buffoon of the Week. Don't forget, voting is actually still open. So once the show is over, you can actually go over there and tell them who you got. So here we go. Maybe. Hang on. Apparently I still have YouTube muted. I think I muted this site. Oh, wait. Yeah, I did because it already... didn't want to hear Obama anymore. All right, here we go.
Hello and welcome to Buffoon of the Week. We're a show that goes through last week's news and current events in search of people who said or did something so comically idiotic that they earn a shot to be named the most foolish newsmaker. Well, at least for this week. And you are in charge of picking the winner, which you can do by leaving a comment right below this video, by voting in our polls on social media, or by casting your choice on our brand new website. We made buffoonoftheweek.com so you can find out about buffoons we couldn't feature in this video, as well as to create some interactive content for you to enjoy, like polls, quizzes, lists, and a whole lot more if you register. So after you check out this video, head on over to buffoonoftheweek.com. Last week, you chose Oprah Winfrey as Buffoon of the Week for hosting a show claiming that white people are just inherently racist. And right now, Oprah, for being our lucky winner, look under your seat. That's right! Nothing's there! But you get a free buffoon hat! Just for you. Man, I always wanted to do that. By the way, we release weekly videos on Mondays at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, and sometimes we'll even release a bonus video here or there.
Technical issues, hang on. I don't know what just happened, it started over.
Hello and welcome to Buffoon of the Week. Voting in our polls on social media.
for being our lucky winner. Look under your seat.
Okay, close enough.
That's right. Nothing's there. But you get a free buffoon hat. Just for you. Man, I always wanted to do that. By the way, we release weekly videos on Mondays at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. And sometimes we'll even release a bonus video here or there. So if you like what you're seeing and hearing so far, go ahead and smash that thumbs up button. And please subscribe to the show. Oh, and when you do, turn on that notification bell so you never miss another show. We're growing an awesome community of buffoonery enthusiasts that we like to call Foonies, and would love for you to be a part of it. So have some fun with us and help us grow the show at the same time. And remember, it's just a small click of a button for you guys, but to us, hitting that subscription button means a whole lot more. Before revealing our weekly nominees, we acknowledge some other buffoons who tried their best to be nominated, but their best just wasn't quite good enough. So as a small consolation prize, we include them as one of our dishonorable mentions. To start with, there was a lot of notable CNN buffoonery this week. As you might have read on buffoonoftheweek.com, CNN White House correspondent Jeremy Diamond threw away whatever shred of credibility he had in claiming that President Trump was considering Gettysburg as a possible site for his RNC acceptance speech because of President Trump's affinity for the Confederacy?
He's talking about the hallowed Civil War battlefield in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, but that could be controversial too, particularly because this is a president who has consistently positioned himself as a defender of Confederate symbols and monuments to Confederate generals. Pam?
Yeah, that's a fair point to make.
That same day, Diamond even doubled down on his buffoonery.
Given the fact that the president over the last couple of months, as we have seen these protests over Black Lives Matter and racism in the United States, the president has taken to defending Confederate generals. So he would...
CNN reporters really are living in denial. Ain't that right, Jim Acosta?
And the president also was slamming President Obama, Vice President Biden, accusing them of spying on the Trump campaign. That is just not true. That did not happen, has not been proven.
This was illegal surveillance because there was not probable cause or proper predication, correct?
Right.
Illegal surveillance and changing evidence to conduct illegal surveillance is the very definition of fraud on the court.
It describes conduct that's utterly unacceptable.
You, sir, are fake news. As are you, Brian Stelter. Listen to this exchange lamenting media bias against Joe Biden. And yes, they're all being totally serious.
I just am arguing that it's getting worse. It's getting more severe. Aaron, your view of this, you know, when you see entire media companies essentially exist to tear down Joe Biden, is there an equivalent to that on the left tearing down Trump?
There really isn't.
What the heck is in the water over at CNN? Hey Humpty, looking for a 24/7 Trump-bashing media outlet? You're on it. You can read more about this story over at, you guessed it, buffoonoftheweek.com. Speaking of delusion, here's this week's DeBozo Watch. Check out this clip where DeBozo brushes off Patrick Mock, a New York City baker with a business in Chinatown who is desperate for some city leadership during this coronavirus crisis.
We've been taking a hit since January. We lost our Chinese New Year, our busiest day of our community, the most festive holiday that we have. Then COVID happened, and now we're all hurting. What we need is more money. And no market can...
Mock would later call DeBozo's blow-off a, quote, photo op mission, and we'd agree, given DeBozo's love for the spotlight and hatred for doing any actual work. We go a bit further in-depth on this story at buffoonoftheweek.com. But ultimately, we went with MSNBC's Mika Brzezinski and actress-turned-activist Jamie Lee Curtis as this week's nominees based on some really off-the-wall behavior. Like what you see so far? Go ahead and smash that thumbs up button. Also, leave us a comment and tell us what you're thinking. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss another show. This week's first nominee is MSNBC talking head Mika Brzezinski. Last week, Mika finally lost it, going off on a show-long tirade on President Donald Trump,
for a great number of reasons.
There's clear disdain that I have for this president, but look at the facts. Look at how he's worn us down, from his paid-off porn star to Russia lies to racism in Charlottesville, racism across the board, children in cages. I mean, lie after lie after lie, conspiracy theories. Our country right now is really at a breaking point. If we don't find a way to hold this president accountable with his attempts to undermine the post office and also his apparent negligence, perhaps purposeful, on saving the American people's lives in this pandemic. You are pathetic at this point with his calamitous coronavirus leadership. It's killing Americans every day. He could be keeping people alive. He's choosing not to. Every day, this president looks more ridiculous. The clothes fall off. I mean, Mitch McConnell, wake up. Wake up and smell the coffee. Don't you see what's happening? You want to hold on to the Senate? You're going to have nothing at the rate you're going, at the rate you're letting him go. Can't you see what is happening? I know you have a lot of special interests in your state and maybe money coming in from Russia and interests. Your wife works in the administration. But wake up. It's not about losing the Senate. We're losing much more than the Senate. You can be sure that you will never see me on Fifth Avenue. Ever. Ever. Because he has said he could shoot someone on Fifth Avenue. I believe him.
You know, there's more we can include, but hey, we want it to be that long of a show. Well, you can see the full clip from Grabian on our website, buffoonoftheweek.com. You know, there was a time before politics when Mika Brzezinski acted like Donald Trump's biggest fan and cheerleader. It's been memory-holed in recent years, but luckily, we dove into the Internet Archive to pull up some gems.
Donald, do you have a TV? Are you watching us right now?
Yes, I am. Okay, I always watch you, only because of you.
Okay,
wow.
Sleep last night?
Well, I got woken up. But
By what?
Well, Donald wanted me to see the CPAC speech. I was skeptical, but I pulled it up on the Internet.
Yeah.
It was pretty good.
Pretty good.
It was pretty good.
And Mark Halperin, I woke up
this
morning.
The audience loved him.
Well, he's on the phone right
now. Joining us on the phone right now, Donald Trump. Good morning, Donald.
Mika, what do you mean pretty good? You know you loved it.
Wow. You know I like you very much, and I also know you to be a very kind man, and I would not roll my eyes at the concept of you running for president. What I would roll my eyes at...
Mika, do you really believe I'm kind?
...is you saying... Yes, I do.
Wow.
Yes, I do.
That's shocking.
I know you are, actually. You've done some very kind things for people that I know.
Get to the question.
All right, Donald Trump, and by the way, you can say anything you want to say and be all big man, but you are very kind.
All right, Mika.
Amazing. Back in 2011, Trump was part of the NBC family with his highly rated show, The Apprentice. So maybe Mika was being fake. But to remark that Trump was a caring person who had helped her friends, that seems to indicate a deeper personal connection. But is that even true? I mean, listen to the half-truths in this week's tirade. Whatever Mika's issues, and there are many, we are left to ask her, what should we believe? Her opinion of Trump when they were on the same team? Or her opinion now that they are bitter adversaries? The answer we keep coming up with is that we should believe neither, because in both cases, Mika Brzezinski is acting for what's best for her and for her employer, which makes her a self-interested buffoon who will say and do anything that benefits her. And lately, what benefits Mika is to go after a seeming former friend who got into politics on the wrong side of her employer. Hey, don't forget that Buffoon of the Week is all over social media, so when you're online, make sure you like us on Facebook, you follow us on the Twitters, and go on over to Instagram and like us there too. But the most important thing you have to do is remember to subscribe right here on YouTube. This week's second nominee is actress and celebrity activist Jamie Lee Curtis. Last week, Curtis, an ardent supporter of Joe Biden,
floated a conspiracy theory concerning the 2020 election when she posted a tweet that said, "God, why is it always Twitter? Don't you people have anything better to do?" As I was saying, when Curtis tweeted out this photo of a postal truck on a flatbed tow truck saying, "I swear," in broad daylight, the driver of the red truck had a red cap on with white letters. Conspiracy? Outright attempt at stealing the election by denying the access of the U.S. Postal Service? Let's not let it happen. At Joe Biden. Curtis's tweet came against a political backdrop in which President Trump has threatened legal action against several states who are considering vote-by-mail legislation as a result of the coronavirus pandemic. The argument being that blanket mail-in voting is more likely to cause delays, confusion, and even voter fraud, as we've seen in primaries in states like New York, New Jersey, and California. As you can imagine, the response across the internet to Curtis's tweet was none too kind. Jamie Lee Curtis's tweet is an egregious example of leaping before looking. Simply observing a truck on a flatbed and someone wearing a hat does not automatically equate to election fraud. The ridiculous lack of facts leads us to believe this conclusion about Jamie Lee Curtis. Either she is that much of a mark for Joe Biden that she sees things through the myopic view of politics and abandons all reason as a result, or she knew exactly what she was doing and is poking a political hornet's nest. Frankly, we tend to believe the former, not the latter. But whether this buffoonish tunnel vision is intentional or accidental, it is buffoonery nonetheless. And here's something we should all already know. Sometimes, folks, a red cap is just a red cap. So there you go, folks. Another week goes by, and we have two more kooky buffoons for you to choose from. But who's going to earn your vote? The time for choosing is now. Tell us who you got for this week's Buffoon of the Week. Hey, so thanks again for watching the entire video. Go check out buffoonoftheweek.com. Do you think we plugged it enough for you? And please subscribe to the show, so you can come back next week where we'll have two more nominees, but only one can be Buffoon of the Week.
All right, folks, that's going to do it for this particular episode for Buffoon of the Week anyway. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got more to talk about. Apparently there are some genetically modified mosquitoes about to be released in Florida. I've seen this movie. This never ends well. We'll talk about that and much, much more when we get back from this particular break for this episode of America Off the Rails. I am your host, Rick Robinson. We're live right now on KLR and Radio America's Podcast Network. We'll see you on the other side. Don't go away.
Walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5000 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 5000. Enjoy!
Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not the government. So why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your healthcare? Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Liberty HealthShare is founded on the idea that most people truly want to help one another. Healthcare sharing allows members to do just that as a true community that supports one another in times of need. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their healthcare. healthcare, freedom from guilt or doubt about how your money is used. You have the freedom to direct your healthcare, not to be dictated to by bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do and join a community of like-minded people. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare and take back the control of your healthcare while helping those around you. Call Liberty at 855-58-LIBERTY. Again, that's 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or you can check them out at libertyhealthshare.org. Again, that's libertyhealthshare.org.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now. 800-910-1370. That's 800-910-1370. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-910-1370.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-516-7602 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-516-7602 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-516-7602. That's 1-800-516-7602. Again, 1-800-516-7602.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-783-0810 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-783-0810. Again, that's 800-783-0810.
Welcome back to the program. I am Rick Robinson. We are live right here on KLR and Radio America's Podcast Network. Now, before we get into the couple of hot takes I have from the DNC, there's something I want you guys to hear again. I know I don't think we've played it on this show, but it's important because this is what we're facing in this country right now. Give me just a moment to get it queued up.
Chicago, rioters damaging buildings and looters smashing store windows. Some protesters also fighting with police. Cops say they arrested more than 100 people. And instead of condemning the violence, some members of the Black Lives Matter backed some of the accused looters. Watch this.
I don't care if somebody decides to loot a Gucci or a Macy's or a Nike, because that makes sure that person eats. That makes sure that that person has clothes. That's reparations. That is reparations. Anything they want to take, take it, because these businesses have insurance. They're going to get their money back. My people aren't getting anything.
Chicago's top prosecutor, Kim Fox, and its mayor, Lori Lightfoot, are now at odds. Fox says Lightfoot isn't doing enough to bring the looters to justice, while Lightfoot says Fox needs to prosecute those who've been arrested for looting and other crimes.
All right, so the main focus I wanted you to hear the reparations part, because one of the things that we're going to do on next week's program, I've been doing a bit of research, and I have something that it's either going to be next week or the week after, but we're going to talk about the Caucasian slave trade in Africa. Because there was such a thing. The simple fact of the matter is, ladies and gentlemen, if we follow down this rabbit hole of reparations, at some point everybody's going to be owed something. Because every race on the planet, at one point or another, was either a slave owner, slave trader, or a slave. There's no way around it. It was a common practice up until roughly 250 years ago, when we finally said, you know, enough's enough. Technology's come far enough along that we really don't have to put people in chains anymore to get things done. You know, as the Western world basically all around the same time said, you know, we're not going to do this anymore. But look, you can this is one of the things that I've been trying to make the point about for quite some time. You can either look at everything that has gone wrong in this country and focus there and leave your focus there. Or you can start looking at all the ways that we've tried to make it better. You know, I posted something in one of the groups that I'm in on social media today, and I have to admit, it's one of the things that seeing things like that just totally ticks me off, because it's somebody that basically put together a meme of an African-American gentleman in a military uniform, and it makes the crack of, you know, feeling sad for members of the African-American community who fought for a country that was never willing to fight for them. We had a civil war. Now, it wasn't all about slavery, but slavery was the biggest issue that became the selling point for everybody. We had a civil war that was ultimately used to start the process to end slavery. So don't tell me this country has never been willing to fight for anyone of color. We fight for people of color all day, every day. We all do it. Sometimes we don't realize it, but we're all doing it. When we speak to a person of color and we treat them with dignity and respect, because they've earned it, because they're human beings, they have that inherently. It's not even that they've earned it. They don't have to earn it. They already have it because they're human beings. They've at least earned basic decency because they're human beings. Now, whether they continue to have your respect is going to be largely based on how they interact with you. And people that think that they can do the things and say the things that this young lady was just talking about, and everybody's just going to be, okay, well, we have to understand, they're just acting out because, you know, this country hasn't given them a fair shake. You know, this country doesn't give anyone a fair shake. Despite what the great Oprah Winfrey wants you to think, and despite what this chick just said, everybody has to fight for what they want in this country. The difference is, some of us do, others of us bitch. I'm not saying that to be mean. I'm not saying that to piss anybody off or hurt feelings. If what I'm saying pisses you off or hurts your feelings, you need to look in the mirror. Because the simple fact of the matter is, this is still the greatest country on earth. She has her flaws, we are working to fix them, but we can't do that if no one is willing to come together. And despite the platform of unity that the DNC is laughingly trying to support right now, all over their Zoom calls, there is no unity in the DNC party. You heard Occasional Cortex last night. I second the nomination for Senator Bernard Sanders of Vermont for the President of the United States of America. Then she goes on to say, well, I only did that because they told me to, because it was procedural, but she never mentioned Joe Biden one time. for this whole idea that, well, we're going to bring the country back together and we're going to bring decency back to America, because the whole thing I've seen all over the Democratic platform is Joe Biden is fighting for the soul of America. Are you kidding me right now? How is Joe Biden turning us over to the Chinese fighting for the soul of America? Because he's already basically told us that's what he's going to do. How is Joe Biden raising income taxes fighting for the soul of America? How is Joe Biden killing blue-collar jobs fighting for the soul of America? You're saying he's going to be fighting for the soul of America because he's going to bring decency back to the White House? The dude basically got a prosecutor fired because he was coming after his son. How is that decency? You guys are calling Donald Trump a mobster sitting at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Joe Biden was acting like a mobster when he was number two at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. And if he still had half of his faculties, he would be doing the same thing right now. This is the best the Democrats have. Joe Biden is the absolute best. Joe Biden is the standard bearer for the Democratic Party for 2020. I need you to slow down, think about what I just said, and let that spin around in your synapses for a second. Joe Biden is the standard bearer for the Democratic Party for the election cycle of 2020. This was the best they could do. They came down to two old white people, a socialist, and a person with Alzheimer's, and they picked the guy with Alzheimer's. And that's the best they have. I'm going to be completely honest right here, right now. If Donald Trump loses this election and Joe Biden becomes president of the United States, then this country deserves whatever happens to it next. I will not go gently into the good night. I will not, we got to shut down now because otherwise they're going to come after us. No, we're still going to be here fighting the good fight one way or the other. Because I can't keep telling you guys that you've got to go out and do what you know you need to do to make the country better if I'm not willing to put my money where my mouth is when the time comes. But the simple fact of the matter is, with everything that we now know about Joe Biden and everything that we're seeing from Joe Biden, including but not limited to, hi, my name's Joe Biden and I'm Joe Biden's wife. Huh? What did you just say? Huh? I'm Joe Biden's husband. What? I'm so confused. But, I mean, look, and even last night, when they made the announcement that he was being given the nomination, dude seriously looked like the old dude at the geriatric center bingo hall that realized he'd gotten bingo and was going to be able to get the last tapioca pudding cup. I don't know which was more disturbing to look at. The reaction video from Hillary Clinton when the balloons dropped and she's just like, you know, this is like weird little freaked out, has no idea where she is face. Or Joe Biden's reaction when they announced that he was receiving the nomination last night. But remember, he's the standard bearer. He's the one that's going to make America normal again. He's the one that's going to bring decency back to the White House. But he's also the one who used the office of the vice president to strong-arm another country. Somehow the left never talks about that point. Not sure how or why that is. Hell, most people on the right don't even talk about that point. Unless it was to counterpunch against what they were saying about Trump during the impeachment. I still want answers as to why Joe Biden was allowed to use the second highest office in the land to force an official from another country to resign by threatening to withhold funds. Alright, gonna take the last break, come back, talk about some other stuff that's going on. This is America Off the Rails. I am your host, Rick Robinson. We'll be back for one more segment. Stay tuned.
Yeah, here come the roosters. If you prefer real mornings, shouldn't you have a real breakfast? At McDonald's, we get real about breakfast. That's why you can have a savory sausage biscuit with delicious hash browns for only $1.50. It's time to wake up breakfast. Single item at regular price. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
You are listening to KLRN Radio, where liberty and reason still reign.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Spring will be here soon, so if buying a new home is on your to-do list, right now is the time to call Quicken Loans. Learn about which mortgage options make sense for you and get a jump on your competition. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Thoughts of suicide may feel impossible to overcome, but with help and support, you can find hope and meaning. Call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-TALK to speak to a counselor, or visit suicidepreventionlifeline.org. It's free, it's confidential, it's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And even if it feels like it, you're not alone.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5000 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 5000. Enjoy!
I'm Little Teapot, short and stout.
Here is my handle, and here is my spell.
No, Dad, like this. When I get all steamed up, then I shout, tip me over and
pour me out.
This is WWE superstar Roman Reigns. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
KLRN Radio has advertising rates available. We have rates to fit almost any budget. Contact us at advertising@klrnradio.com.
The following program contains coarse language and adult themes. Listener discretion is advised.
Folks, welcome back to the program. We've got just a few minutes left. Again, want to go back over this story that we teased a little bit earlier, and then I got on a rant and forgot about. So this is happening in Florida. No, this is not a joke, by the way. They have genetically modified mosquitoes There are 750 million genetically engineered mosquitoes approved for release in the Florida Keys. A plan to release over 750 million genetically modified mosquitoes into the Florida Keys in 2021 and 2022 received final approval from local authorities against the objection of many local residents and a coalition of environmental advocacy groups. The proposal has already won state and federal approval. So we're going to skip all the hemming and hawing and then go down to what they've actually done to the mosquitoes because it's kind of terrifying. The mosquito named OX5034, that's never good, has been altered to produce female offspring that die in the larval stage well before hatching and growing large enough to bite and spread disease. Only the female of the species bites for blood, which she needs to mature her eggs. Males feed only on nectar and are thus not a carrier for disease. So many things you could say about the female of the species being the bloodsucker. I'm going to leave that on the table for right now, though. The mosquito is also approved to be released into Harris County, Texas, beginning in 2021. According to Oxitec, the U.S.-owned British-based company that developed the genetically modified organism. The Environmental Protection Agency granted Oxitec's request after years of investigating the impact of the genetically altered mosquito on human and environmental health. This is an exciting development because it represents the groundbreaking work of hundreds of passionate people over more than a decade in multiple countries, all of whom want to protect communities from dengue, Zika, yellow fever, and other vector-borne diseases, Oxitec CEO Gray Fransden said in a statement at the time. I can't help but, you know, flashback to Jurassic Park. Jeff Goldblum's character uttered this phrase that has always stuck with me: nature will find a way. So you're going to, you have apparently genetically modified mosquitoes so that the female dies shortly after hatching while still in the larval stage. This is a bad thing. You're going to force mutation. I don't think you realize that's what you're going to do, and granted, it may take several generations, but we're talking about insects. Insect generations are weeks, not years. I'm telling you, this is a bad plan. Bad plan. All right, well, believe it or not, we're just about out of time. We're up, coming up close to the midnight hour. So Eastern time anyway. So Chat Lives Matter Day is officially coming to a close. Don't forget, though, I will be joining you tomorrow morning for the Daily Dose right here on KLRM Radio, America's podcast network. But unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen, whether we like it or not, that does mean that this particular show is honestly just about to be over. But don't sweat it. You're going to get some nice rest. You're going to get some sleep. And then when you wake up in the morning, Stacy and I will be back with you, telling you everything you needed to know or maybe didn't even want to know about what's going on with the DNC and some of the latest information I'm sure that's going on with COVID. But on that note, we are going to get out of here. Hope everybody enjoys the rest of whatever's left of your Chat Lives Matter Day, especially for those of you still on the West Coast. You got a few hours left. Maybe go back and listen to some replays or something. It's got to be better than turning on the DNC. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Take care.
What? Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is. Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? Hell no!
Closing time. Open all the doors and let you out into the world.
This isn't over until I say it's over!
Closing time.
That's great. That's just fucking great, man.
Don't.
Screw you guys. I'm going home. Later.
game over, man. It's game over.